We change the way to walk in so we can change our luck. How's everybody doing? All right? Good. Real good. Ready to go. Guys have worked really hard this week and, looking for better results, as I'm sure you are. Who would like to start today?
Hard to keep these guys. Some of them were here last year when things kind of went south. To keep them, going emotionally. I mean, it's just human nature to kind of get a little depressed the way things have started.
That's a great question. I think, it's obviously hadn't started off, like a house of fire, like we were hoping. But our guys are emotionally really into the game. They've worked hard. Bottom line in that game, our effort was outstanding on defense, I thought. Could we have executed better? Sure. I really think I took them out of the game. I called an all-out pressure, and I know we've asked about pressure. Someone threw a cat on it, I guess, because we got burned in a max pressure. And it really took us out of the game. It took the whole life out of our team. I think we were in there fighting. We had a great chance to win that game. And you try to take the emotion out of it. We'd given up a screen play the play before. And we had a tip on it. We knew when it was coming. And I think I just got frustrated and called a play that usually I'm smarter than that. Usually a better coach than that, and it really hurt us, and it really deflated our team. I mean, it's unfortunate. I think if I hadn't made that call, we probably, would have been in the top 10 in defense, even with the mistakes we'd made. But, giving up 180 yards in the fourth quarter, you just put them all on me. It wasn't the players, wasn't them quitting. It was just me having an ill-advised play, and I'm smarter than that, and it just really hurt our team.
Rob, kind of balance that, keeping the guys aggressive, but also managing where you are in the game.
Well, I mean, it's difficult. You're playing against the best players and the best coaches in the world, and it's a real difficult challenge to play a team. Like last week, you have to have a lot of checks up. Really got to tip your hat to Eric Barton and the job that he does for us. I mean, we had more checks in on our defense than you see in a hockey game. So. it was the guy does a great job, and you just got to be smart with it, and you have to really think about everything. You're making split second decisions, but you have to have a lot of thought in them. That's why you put the hours in, you do, so you'll call a good play. I think I let emotion get the better of me in that situation. It really hurt us. I mean, it did. It's really annoying to sit here and stand up here and admit that to you, but it's what happened.
How do you defend these guys? They seem very balanced if you just look at the statistics.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first game you see, golly, that's a lot of yards on offense. It's like 500 and some odd yards against Kansas City, which, I think do a good job on defense. But then you look at there's 90 plays, so it's Cam Cameron's up to his old tricks. I mean, he's always in the top five in offense, wherever he coaches. I think the guy does a great job, but he's got a real physical football team over there in Baltimore on both sides of the ball. I mean, they're physical players all over that team. Their punters and kickers are probably physical. So, it's going to be that kind of game, and I think we need that kind of game right now. I think we're ready to fight, and I think, it's just going to be on.
What you said, though, I remember even somebody said to me, who was watching the game with me at that time, that when points are at a premium, you almost have to force the action, trying to take a gamble, trying to maybe set up a short field. I mean, there's that school of thought on that, too.
Well, I mean, there's a right way to do things and a wrong way, and obviously my path was the wrong path. And you just have to be smart. I mean, as the game was going on, things weren't going that well for really either team. And they kept missing field goals and things like that. And you just have to be, just stay patient and do the things. We were zone pressuring. We were getting the ball out quickly. I know statistically there's nothing on there that says we had any sacks, no turn, nothing. And it's a frustrating thing. But I think they were doing a good job and trying to stick with their plan. And we were just looking for that one big mistake, that could have got us in the game. And you know, you just have to be, you know, patient. And, you know, when you sell your soul out there, you have to be ready to suffer the consequences. And unfortunately, you know, I threw it out there and ruined the whole thing, the whole game for everybody.
When you look at Flacco, how much difference does he look this year from last year?
I tell you what, I think, you know, I played him, the Raiders played him when I was there. I haven't played a snap, but, you know, I've seen him, I've prepared for the guy, and you know, from, it's about a year because we played him about the fifth week of the season, and, you know, they were really patient with the football and all that. Now, they're just giving him the keys and letting him play, and I mean, he sure is a mature guy for just a limited, you know, snaps that he's had in the National Football League. But he's very talented. The game's in slow motion for him. You can see him make all his reads, going through one, two, three. You know, I think I'll just scramble out here. I mean, the guy is really doing a good job. And you see Ozzie Newsome comparing him, you know, to some great quarterbacks that have played in the past. And, you know, they know a lot about players. And I think, he's an outstanding guy. And, you know, with all the talent around him, you know, they're just really hard to handle.
This will be the first division game for you with the Browns, but I'm sure you've seen Ben and Carson. What's it like as a D coordinator when you know you're going to have six games a year against elite quarterbacks?
Well, I think it's just, elite teams. You know, I think pretty much nowadays you're going against top-tier quarterbacks and halfbacks in this league. Everybody seems to have one or two of them. It's time to come in here, establish what we're working for. We need some positives. We need to win a game around here. And, you know, everybody's doing their part. I mean, we're working as hard as we can as a defense and on player, you know, as our players. You can't work harder than they are. They're pouring everything they got into it every week. And, you know, it's a frustrating thing. I'm sure it's frustrating for our guys. They want to do well, and, you know, they had that game right there. I just took it away from them. And hopefully that won't happen this week, and, you know, hopefully we put them in a situation to win.
Does that make you – I mean, you've been doing this a long time, but does that make you any gun-shy at all to not take those – I hope you
no.
say that.
Next time I'm going to run, you know, max pressure, we're going to hit them. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that game situation, you know, a junior high coach would have called it better than I did on that play. That was just a bad decision, and I'm a smarter guy than that.
I was just wondering, if you're looking for kind of a tone setter on this defense, do you have several guys that could do that, or is that kind of the role of the linebacker?
No, I think we have several guys that can set a tone. I mean, especially talking about a physical presence and a tone and a big hit. We got some big hitters on this defense. I think when you play like a Denver Broncos, they never give you that chance to knock somebody's teeth out because they spread you out so far. You're just hanging on to, you know, it's like they try to make it basketball. But, you know, this team's not going to hide. You know, this team's going to put theirs on ours, and we'll see who's the toughest team. And I know they've got great, violent players on their defense, and I know we've got some tough, violent guys on our defense. So we'll see some, you know, big hits, and looking forward to it. Looking forward to hearing the big hits and watching some football.
Is it not the nature, though, of the defensive line where Sean Rogers could be that guy?
Oh, absolutely. Sean Rogers is that guy. Sean Rogers is a guy like that. He's a grown man. There's no question about it. I think, you know, obviously Eric Barton is in the middle of our defense. And if you watch him play, you really appreciate a guy like him. Besides not only the intelligence he brings, but the toughness, the genuine toughness, the genuine attitude, the leadership, and he's a winner. And, you know, that in the middle of your defense is what you need. You know, and I see the first big hit probably be dished out by a guy like him. And I've seen a big hit change seasons. We were in a situation in New England. We were 0-2. We had a very poor season the year before. We added a guy named Brian Cox. And we're playing Indianapolis, like the number two offense in football. Kind of sounds like this week. And guy runs a little duck under, and I think his name was Payton. I don't know if he ever played again, but Cox absolutely ripped his face off. And We went on to win the Super Bowl. And I tell you what, his hit changed our team. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a shot like that.
When you occasionally have had these long runs, have you talked about the open field tackling, or have they just been
abnormalities? There's, you know, we had the game going the way we wanted it. And I'm telling you, that long run there that came out on us was after a deflated team. You know, we deflated when I made the bad call. Whatever happened after that is, we were out of gas. We were done. We were deflated. And it was just bad. And it was all me. Wasn't open field tie. It was just me. And, you know, that's the truth. And that's a hard thing to swallow, especially when you're on a road trip and you got to live with yourself the rest of the week. But that happens.
After that play, did you say to your guy, hey, that was on me. That's not you guys.
I don't tell them that. I correct exactly what they did wrong. But you can't hide in this league. You know, everybody knows I screwed it up. I can't hide, and I won't hide. I messed it up, the whole game for the Cleveland Browns. I'm standing here in front of you telling you that's what happened. I don't care what happened after that. It was me.
Do you find your players respect you more when you admit something like that?
You'd have to ask them. You know, I don't know. I don't know who they've played for before. I'm an honest guy. I'm a tough guy. And I'm legit, so whatever. I don't pat myself on the back when I do great either. Well, as far as you know, I don't.
Hey, Rob, we were watching in the drills out there yesterday when you were running that kick-out block or whatever and throwing the dummies at guys. Has that always been your style, and do you find the players respond to that kind of hands-on instruction?
Yeah, that's a kid that I brought to us from Jackson State I know he's going to be a great player, and, you know, I just like having fun with a young guy like that. And, you know, I find my style may be unique. I think I have the tempo of the team pretty good, and sometimes you got to, you know, step on the gas, and sometimes you got to be able to, you know, pull up a little bit. I think as long as you're real, you know, I love this game. I love what I do. It's not always fun, you know, as Witness Sunday, but it's a hell of a lot of fun most of the time. And, you know, we're coaching with grown men, but everybody's a kid at heart, you know. So I enjoyed being around it. Last year I got tackled by Kirk Morrison and broke two ribs. Probably not looking to do that again, but, you know, whatever it takes to get a message across and for the guys to have fun and to just be able to relax and then go out and play the best football, hell, I'll do it.
How do you coach in November and December without making it boring in practice?
I don't know. I think you know, you just have to find ways, you know, to make things fun and to make things learnable and likable. And I think that's a job of a teacher and that's a job of a coach. You know, when things aren't going great, anybody can coach. When things are going well, God almighty, is this a great job. It's the greatest job there is. When you win 15 games in a row like we did in New England, it was great. Show up every week like, sweet, we're going to win again. This is so great. You know, family, oh, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, not always that easy, kids. So they're finding out the hard way, you know. But we're looking forward to, you know, a return visit. You know, it might take a little time, but it's always worth it. And but I've had great moments on losing teams. You know, I've had great moments. I love watching the players grow, you know, watching them respond. You see a Nnamdi Asamoah, you know, young corner, doesn't know anything. We're moving him from safety. You move him around because you have no idea what to do with him because, you know, he can't function wherever you put him. And then he's the best corner in football. You know, you love watching guys like that. You love watching, you know, free agents that you pick up that have two sacks and next year lead the league, you know, in quarterback sacks, and he's playing for you. You know, you love dealing with Hall of Fame players, you know, Warren Sapp. And on a day-to-day basis, it's not always easy, you know. But, I mean, you know, you grow as a person. You grow being around guys, and you love the competitiveness. And that's, you know, that's why this job is so fantastic.
So you finished the season with a black jacket on?
No, but I probably should have had one on before I ran that drill. But, you know, and then we won that week, so I was like, hell, maybe I should do it again. But, you know. Yeah, that's more important. He played well, you know. My breathing came back to me about a month later. You know, but, you know, I know we're all looking for a great effort this week, and I know our guys are excited about it. This isn't an easy team to play because you got to fight every play. But I know our guys are ready to fight. I know they are. And, you know, from talking to them, I guess last year wasn't great either. You know, playing against the Ravens, they, you know, pushed our defensive guys felt they got pushed around a little bit. So we're looking forward to a great fight and a great, you know, hopefully a great victory for us.
What makes you think or feel that that there's a lot of hope for this team yet this year?
You can really see them working. I mean, when you watch the guys and you're out there, I know you see them working hard. They're starting to care for each other, and you do better. You know, if you're going to go into a big war like you're playing the Baltimore Ravens, because it is a war, bodies are getting laid out all over the field, you better have guys that you care about, that you can count on, that you know that when it gets tough, they're not going to run on you. They're going to run with you into the thing. And I know that's what we got. You know, it just, you know, right now stats and everything, they'd say we're not worth a crap, but, man, I can see it. We're coming together. I can see it. You know, and if you throw out that damn fourth quarter, we're not a bad defense.
Coach, you mentioned seeing younger players come of age and develop. What do you think of the development so far of David Vakune and Kaluka Maiava?
Man, I tell you, it's exciting. It is exciting. These kids are coming on. Those two young men you mentioned right there, they're going to be good players. They really are. I mean, you can see them growing. I mean, it's like all of a sudden now they got beards. It's like, you know, they're men now. And they're just waiting for their opportunity. They really are. I mean, and they're going to be good when they get in there. They really are. And, you know, here's guys probably used to playing every snap they've ever played. Now they're backups. You know, and usually you see a little lull in the action. It takes a while. But now, oh, they're growing. They're coming on fast. Both those kids, they're coming on fast, and they're going to be good players, you know. And it's real exciting to see those guys every day because they work hard and they're getting better.